Alright, welcome back to the podcast. I don't have an intro. I still don't. Okay, Monique.
Yeah, you need to figure it out.
You have to make an intro.
We'll figure one out, like, on our way back.
No, figure it. This is you. Improv. Oh.
Intro. Isn't it Anything Goes?
Yeah.
Anything Goes with,
some people who talk about things.
People who talk about things and anything goes.
I like that. Just really quick, too. People talk about things and, by the way, anything goes. Anyway, here we start.
Anyway, let's go.
Here we start.
Let's get to it.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Okay. Shall we?
Don't you have to look up a question?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, question we are answering is, wait, what? The first one, can you hula hoop?
What
kind of question is that?
No, dude, you know what? Okay, this has nothing to do with hula hooping, it's jump roping, but it reminds me of it.
It sort of has something to do with
it. So, I'm taking a boxing class right now, and the hardest part of it is the jump roping.
Really?
You jump rope for like 2 minutes straight, and it's really hard.
Ew.
But like, what, with the
boxing
punching.
Boxing is dope, though.
Yeah, it's fun.
Like, for as part of school?
What?
Like, is it?
Yeah, it's a credit.
What?
That's dope.
That's
fun. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like a, technically a kinesiology class or something.
Yeah. Next quarter, I'm trying to get into a gardening class for a PE credit.
What the hell?
Isn't that
That's
awesome?
That's actually really cute. You can learn stuff about the earth.
Yeah.
Wait, about no, soil. You can grow your own, like you can have your own vegetable garden. That's my dream. Wow.
Yeah, that is cute.
I want to grow my own shit.
Okay, the next question is, what embarrasses you the most in front of other people?
What I do or what I see other people do, and it embarrasses me.
Which is what like, embarrasses you the most, having to do with other people? Probably, like, what personally embarrasses you.
Okay. I don't know. When someone thinks of something, shout it out. It's like, it's hard to
I'm sort of, I don't know if this is, like, the most embarrassing thing, but it's always really awkward when you don't remember someone's name. And you're like, oh, this is... And then you just don't remember it, like, it's someone who you should know their name.
This one girl, like, I was just studying in a coffee shop, and I clearly had my headphones on, so I wasn't about to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
But whatever. So this girl and her boyfriend come up to me, and they're in my sorority, or she is, and she was like, hi, how are you? Like, hey, Monique. And I was like, oh, shit, who is this person?
Hey, like, hey, Rebecca.
I was like, hey, good to see you. She's like, mind if we sit? And I was like, no, not at all. I still don't know her name.
Oh my god!
It just happened once.
That's so funny. It's the most obvious when someone's like, hey Monique, and then you're like, hey, and then you still say that because then that's
how
they
feel. I can't tell you how many times I've done that. It's just a classic. Like, and I feel bad because I want to be as personable as they were to me, but I can't because I don't know.
I feel so proud when I know people's names. I love knowing people's names, but it doesn't mean I'm good at it.
I'm like getting better with like names. I feel like freshman year, if someone like told me their name, I'd have to ask them like so many times, like after that, like so many more times after I see them to like tell me their name again. But now I feel like I'm way better with like remembering someone's name the first time.
Yeah, it's like your brain already established it. Yeah. Like it's making the choice for you that isn't relevant information until you tell it like four times. You're like, no, I want to remember this one, and then it's like, all right, fine, we'll fucking store it. You know, but like other than that. What about embarrassing, though, Kaylin?
Man, embarrassing? I guess, like, when you're eating and, like, there's food stuck in your teeth and, like, no one tells you.
You're so worried that, or, like, makeup on your face.
Yeah, or, like,
you go to the bathroom, you're like, shit.
People have, like, boogers, I guess. And you don't really know how to, like, nicely tell someone to, like, blow their nose.
That's actually funny that you say that, because... Pretty early on, my siblings and I were like, all right, here's our code for when that kind of shit happens without having to say it out loud. And we literally just look at each other and we'll like, because even you do this subconsciously, you look at the person and like rub your cheek if they have food on their face, you know?
Yeah.
Or you'll like look at them and kind of like pick at your teeth and then they do it. Yeah. Yeah. And so because sometimes you have to be like, oh, Nick, and then just kind of like... you know, whatever, and do it. But usually you can just, like, wait for them to make eye contact with and then tell them to do it.
Uh-huh.
Because it's the worst when, like, yeah, it's honest to call someone out, but in front of other people, you know.
That's
still embarrassing.
No, yeah, like, Chris's girlfriend once, like, last time I saw her, she had her eyebrow, like, pencil or something, just, like, went like that.
Oh.
And I was gonna tell her, but, like, we were around like, literally, like, all fucking guys. And I was like, I'm not about to, like, be like, oh, Rachel, your eyebrow. And it was hard to, like, say, demonstrate like, that. How does that happen? Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, but they left and she came back and she had fixed it. That is embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now you guys know, like, that's probably what I'll do, like, if it's in front of other people.
Sure, yeah.
Because it's embarrassing when someone says it to you, but it's way better than no one saying anything. Yeah, like, at first, it's kind
of
like,
in front of all these people, and you have, like, this...
At first, it's kind of like, oh, my God, that's embarrassing. But then you're like, thank God, though, that they said that.
No, if I'm with a single, like, just, like, it's just me and another person. And even if I don't know them, they like, appreciate it. Because I'm like, hey, like, by the way, you have something in your teeth. And they're like, oh, my God, thanks.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's not a big deal. Like, just help each other out.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You're going to have each other's back. This one's interesting. Have you considered running for president?
Hell no.
No, absolutely not. I would have way too much dirt on me.
So
that would never work.
Oh my God.
I hate politics.
Yeah.
I hate talking about politics. I'm not going to change anyone's opinion.
And I feel like low-key, the president has, like, no power. You know what I mean?
Yeah, except for, like, being a face.
Yeah.
That's a big power.
Or, like, getting roasted, basically.
Getting roasted.
Okay, if you had to choose one thing you're most passionate about, what would it be and why? Ooh.
Choose
one thing. Wait, what?
Germs?
Yeah.
You're passionate?
I hate germs. And I hate when people...
Do you know, like, what passionate means?
No, I'm passionate about not spreading germs.
Oh.
I'm passionate about, like, cleanliness.
That's an interesting passion.
That was just funny.
People are like, what do you want to pursue? You're like, fucking not germs.
I think
that's
it's
my
so
answer.
Nasty when people, like, cough into their hands and then, like...
That is so gross.
Or people, like, grab food with, like, their...
Or they, like, rub their eye and then they go and touch everything. Like, that's so disgusting. Like, other people touch that stuff. And and it's just because I get so sick when I'm in college, because college kids literally don't, like, think about that stuff at all. And I feel like there's so many, like, everyone is always sick in college because, like, people don't realize those things. I don't know. I feel like
that's an acceptable answer. I didn't really know what you...
It was confusing.
I know, because when I think of passion, I think of, like, future career or, like, whatever. Or, like, a side hustle, sort of, that you're, like, really passionate about.
I actually have to give a speech on Monday about my biggest passion.
And you're going to say about germs.
Yeah.
You're going to get up there.
What?
So, germs.
I feel like people are going to, like, laugh at it. It's going to be, like, a good speech, but also, like, kind of funny, because everyone's like, what the heck?
No,
why are you passionate about
this? Yeah, you start. You're like, number one, you
like,
are
first
freaking
of all,
gross. Like,
wash your hands.
Just,
don't freaking cough into your hand. Like,
it's just going to be you ranting about how nasty people are. Calling people out.
Yeah.
Jessica, I know you don't wash your hands. I've seen it before.
Jessica. That's so funny. Wait, how was the question worded again?
Let me check.
What's your biggest...
It is, if you had to choose one thing you're most passionate about, what would it be and why?
You go next.
Okay, that's hard because I'm so passionate about learning, and that sounds so nerdy, but it also totally depends on what it is. I really, really like studying psychology. Like, I actually love it.
You're exactly where you need to be.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
I know, but it sounds so cliche. And if I couldn't,
what?
If I didn't pick, like, psychology, or if it was like, okay, obviously don't pick your major or whatever, then I would say creative writing. Because I really, really like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it just feels like it's a huge part of, like, my personality in a way that, like, putting stuff into words for other people to sort of understand you, but, like, in a more complex way.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, even if it's not about you, like, you are putting part of your mind on paper so that someone else can, like, know your thoughts about that. Like,
yeah.
I just think that's so cool.
Do you write poetry?
I mean, I've written
stories,
like, songs before, sort of, but I don't make music, so Nick and I have sort of been, like, collabing on, like, he'll send me the instrumental part of a song, and then I'll add words to it, but I'm not, like, I don't consider myself a good singer. Like, I can sing, like, your basic singing, but I wouldn't be, like, but, like, recording it's just
so
something
different.
Else,
yeah,
and it's just
so
kind of, like, embarrassing
different.
In general, but I feel like I'm really good at lyrics, though, and, like, I don't even mean that to sound arrogant, but they just come to me, like,
no.
I can hear it, and I'm, like, and I just, like, think of it, which
if
I think,
if you're good at it, then, like, oh, fuck,
oh, were you supposed to get off there?
I'm trying to make you feel confident.
I know, it'd be like that sometimes.
Back. It's okay, it only set us off 3 minutes, so we're good.
That's like the mind that's like, oh, turn right there, and it's like, oh, I missed it tonight.
Like,
yeah, you did. Wait, it's actually Pinoa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I miss that guy. Yeah, he's so funny. But, yeah. No, yes, Carmen. No, I...
But I'm also writing a book right now, which is, like, I don't know, like, what I'm thinking
is
of.
Is it fiction?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know. That's and sweet. It's so, people are like, what's it about? I'm like, bro, I can't even explain it. It's so intense. And it's hard because as I'm writing it, all my ideas are like, it's such an abstract concept.
Changing. I bet. Yeah. I always wondered that, like, with people who, like, write songs or, like, books even, like, I'm just like, how do you know when it's done? Or, like, how do you know that, like, you're for sure going to go on that path when really, like, so many ideas. Look, it's a little Christmas tree farm. They're so tiny.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. That was cute. Okay, anyway.
I was like, oh, yeah, trees. Like, it was the cutest
right
thing I've ever seen.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my
gosh. Anyways. But, yeah, so I don't know, like, because I've never tried that. So, like, how do you know when you want to go with one certain idea? Like, I'm just...
It's hard.
It takes me bouncing around constantly.
Yeah, and it does get kind of, like, overwhelming, especially as, like, because it's your personal idea, you want it to be perfect. And I'm a perfectionist about it. And it doesn't work because I've never written a book before.
Yeah.
So how am I supposed to be a perfectionist about it? So I just have to, like, convince myself. I'm like... If I write more than this, this is going to be my first one, and I'm going to get better, but I just have to move on and get my ideas on the page.
You don't know, you have no idea, like, if, like, 100% you is, like, good or not.
So, yeah.
So, you're just, like, you can, like, make something, but, like, someone else doesn't think it's that good, but, like, you think it's good because it's all of you. Yeah. But then again, like, you want other people to enjoy it, so, like, it's just, that's hard. That's hard to
sound
stick.
So,
that's
like,
hard to stick to, but, like, not having any influence at all. It's
so
hard.
I don't think this is, like, I don't know, this might sound cocky, but it's not even, it's sort of about other people. Like, I think it'd be cool if someone appreciated.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think my writing is really interesting. Like, I'll go back and read it, and I'm, like, into it. I'm like,
for
yes.
Sure. Yes.
So I'm like, okay, that's a good enough sign, I think. But
of course,
maybe it's because words can only capture, like, such a small part of what you're trying to say. So because I know what my ideas are, the words are a good guide for me, but it might not at all be for another person. But that's, books are always going to be like that. That was such a long answer.
Wait, no, I kept it going because I love talking. I love hyping other people up and talking about it.
It's just, I don't know.
People,
I really like it. When I get into it, I get so excited. Like, I could do it for hours if I'm, like, in the zone.
Damn.
But it's also not something that you can, like, force, which is kind of hard. Anyway, what about you, though? What are you most passionate about? Nothing, really.
Just nothing, really. I don't do much. I'm passionate about, like, learning new things. Like, isn't that what you said?
Right, and it sounds cliche, but,
like,
but it's also
as in, like, skills. I want to learn a bunch of new skills. I had that, like, epiphany last fall semester. I got to school, and I was like, fuck, I just want to do a million things. I want to learn, like, everything there is to know and, like, be able to do a little bit of everything. And I just, like I picked up knitting last year, and I started painting again. And I wanted to start making beats, but it got really hard.
It is hard. That's why I was
so
like,
hard.
Nick, you figure this out. I'll do the lyrics.
Yeah, Brent came over once and he brought over his keyboard. And it was the most fun thing. We literally just did do, 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 do.
Yeah.
And he was like, wait, that sounds kind of cool. And so, like, that's so fun to just spend your time doing that. And I want to do that more. I just, like, again,
that
I
would
just,
be fun
my
to try to make something
goes in
together.
And out. It's so annoying.
No, I totally know what you mean, though. And it's the most rewarding thing when you learn something.
Yeah.
Like, that, I'm the same way with music and, like, learning songs on the piano and stuff. Like, I just feel so proud of myself for doing it for me. Like, I'm not even like, oh, I gotta show someone now. Like, I'm just like, damn, now I have that song. Like, I have that. That's for me, you know?
Fuck, man.
I don't know, it's just
That's
really
what
cool.
Cam talks about, like, constantly, is just him making music. Because he does it for hours every day.
Really?
Every day, 4 hours.
I don't know if I would have that focus, but because I'm not good enough yet.
I've never met someone so passionate about anything for just himself, because he doesn't share anything. Like, not
Dang.
Even to me.
Not
so,
even
like,
with you?
No, barely anything.
Does he, like, sing in them, too?
Yeah, he sings, and he can rap really well, and so, like, I just, and he's like, you know what, if someone, maybe I'll put it out there one day, and if someone likes it, cool, but, like, I'm not trying to be famous or anything.
Yeah.
So, like, because,
it's just,
yeah.
like
so
a hobby,
so
you know,
cool.
Like, he's not,
yeah.
Like, I'm gonna bring psychology into this, but they studied intrinsic motivation, which is, like, your reward is internal, like, because you're proud of yourself, is, like, a bajillion times more motivating than external. So if you're trying to do something for someone else, it's, like, almost gone. So if you're trying to do something for someone else or for an external reward, like getting attention or something, it's way easy not to happy. It's way easy to lose your motivation for that.
I think that's why a lot of like artists who are famous get really fucking sad, because it eventually doesn't really become them anymore. Because they just...
And that's interesting you say that, too, because it can start intrinsically, and then once you add an extrinsic component, like, oh, by the way, you're getting paid for this now, they can actually lose the intrinsic motivation, because they convince themselves that they're doing it for that purpose, and it slowly fades because they're doing it for what they want.
No, please, please bring in, like, a psychological, like, twist on something, because I love learning that stuff, too.
Yeah. It... Seriously, for every conversation, I'm like, guys, this. Anyway, that was our passion discussion.
Anything, next question. Anything goes.
Yeah.
Wait, is that
do you think we can do one more?
We have 12 minutes.
Frick, yeah. I need to charge my phone, though. Let's see. Ooh, who are you most envious of, real or fictional, and why?
Dang, that's a hard one.
That's a good question. Who thought of that? Snaps to them.
Here, I have 40%, so you can start.
Are you sure? Okay, cool.
Most envious of? I don't like that question. I don't like...
It's a hard question.
I know, like, I don't want to think about who I'm envious of. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because being envious or jealous is, like, one of the most toxic emotions.
But also, like...
But, like, how about we can change it to, like, who do you look up to?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Or, like, who do you strive to be? Or, like,
positively envious. Yeah. Like, oh, I wish I could have this.
Right? Oh, dude.
It seems less negative if it's a fictional person you're envious of.
There's this one girl I met through Vim, and it was, like, for literally 2 seconds, and then she had to, like, go. But, like, we followed each other on Instagram, and, like, just, like, her life sounds, like, what I want to do. She just announced on her Instagram, like, hey guys, I'm getting my poetry book published this year, and I was like, what the heck? You're 20 years old and you're getting a book published? That's crazy.
I love it, because it's not just the idea at that point, it's like, you did it, and you're like, you actually went through with it.
And she just takes really cool pictures, she goes out with her friends, and they take cool pictures, and like, that's just a dream of mine, like, take pictures.
You also have to be really careful with that, because social media is so fake. Regardless of if a person actually has a good life or not.
Yeah.
And so it can just be kind of hard, like, when you compare yourself to that.
I only know her, like, to social media, but, like, and her page is just, like, really cool, too.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a bunch of cool shit.
Oh, that's really
artsy. Like, whatever she feels like posting.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, that's cute.
Ugh, it's just cute. But, yeah, I look up to her. Anyways.
I don't say, like, a fictional person I'm envious of.
You don't?
No, I want to say, but, like, I don't know. It's hard to think of.
There's, like, this one girl that I'm, like, friends with at school, and I've, like, never seen her. I've literally, like, in all 3 years of college, have never seen her do her homework or study for an exam. And she said that she, like, stays after class and finishes any assignment that the teacher says, like, that day.
Oh, my God.
And she, like, is so, she doesn't study because she just, like, remembers everything, basically. Yeah. And she just has such a good memory. And,
okay,
like,
that's fine.
That's
what I'm envious of. She better be
going for, like, she's in nursing
a doctorate.
School.
Oh, yeah, because you need to, like, apply that.
Yeah.
That's probably for nursing school. It's so much, like, memorizing.
And I'm just, like, jealous of that. And she just, she, like, hates having homework, so she does it, like, as soon as she possibly can.
Wow.
Basically.
I wish.
I know.
And I hate, like, having homework, but I do it as, like, later as I can.
I mean, I do it, like, gradually. Like, I'll work on some this day if it's not due till next week, but, like, she'll, like, finish it, like, the day that it gets assigned, and I'm like, what the heck, that's crazy.
No, I'll finish it a day before it's due, and luckily I can pull it together, but, like, it's chaotic.
Yeah.
I keep doing that to myself.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm just like, having that memory and, like, not having to study very hard, because I'm the worst at studying, and I have, like, really bad memorization, like, techniques, I guess.
Okay,
and,
but what's interesting about that is, as people are hiring employees and stuff, they're recognizing that GPA is not an indicator of success on the job, good performance.
Yeah. I feel like less people
so
are
because
at GPA.
It doesn't come to you like that, you are a hard worker and you have good work ethic, and she probably doesn't.
And you do things, like, you have activities, you have work, you actually, like, have experience.
Yeah, and I'm not saying she's not going to do well. That's not it at all, but you have a skill that she doesn't.
That counts 100%.
There's a pretty good chance you do, at least, I guess. Like, I don't know her personally.
That usually counts more than your grades. Mm-hmm. But to have that kind of work, like, ethic is, like, that's something to look up to, yeah. to, like, be able to push yourself and, like, yeah. to do it right away. So, yeah, I would like to do that, too.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Carmen?
I honestly can't think of, I don't know, because I really have intentionally practiced the idea that I don't want to be like other people.
Mm-hmm.
Even people that I like, I'm like, oh, that's really cool for them.
Yeah.
And I just have learned a lot more about, like, behind the scenes for a lot of stuff on, like, social media or whatever, and for other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking fictionally. I was like, okay, what would be really dope for there? And I immediately went to, I was like, this is going to sound so dumb, but having superpowers, mm-hmm. like, having something like that would be so cool. And then I thought about it, and I was like, no, that would suck, because, one, you'd probably have to hide it from everyone, and, two, you'd have to freaking solve. Like, you'd have to contribute in some way.
Yeah.
You can't be some bum with superpowers who doesn't help at all.
Yeah.
And, like, the cheesiest, you know, like, Spider-Man quote, like, with great power comes great responsibility. Like, it's the same thing. Like, if you can do that kind of stuff, you'd have to use that to help someone.
Definitely. Because you're more fortunate than anyone else to
right.
have that.
Right. Because so, you
like,
have that.
Why, like, not use it?
But yeah. also, I mean, obviously, like, danger would come with that. And, like, within your relationship, like, it would complicate something. Like, and I'm, like, sort of overthinking that, but as I'm, like, every hero or whatever has, like, ends up having such a tragic story. So I was like, oh, never mind. I guess I'm okay with, like, being normal, but because people don't realize it, but you can actually do so much shit without, like, you don't need to have, like, a superpower to be able to do all this stuff. And I kind of want to get that message across, like, with my writing. But I love, like, having elements of, like, magic and, like, elementals and, like, that sort of thing. But at the same time, I want the hero or heroine to be someone who doesn't have that.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, you just, like, oh, I just, like, connected the two of, like, having, having like, real-life talent and skills and, like, here and,
yeah.
like, superpowers.
Yeah.
Those, like, go hand in hand. Because,
yeah.
like, if you're really good at, like, writing and, like, creating lyrics and everything, then why not use it? Like,
yeah.
that sucks for people who can't do that. So, like, why shouldn't I be excelling in that?
Yeah.
Like, making that my passion.
Yeah, yeah. Ah! It's something that's really bothered me
that's
that
so
I had
cool.
actually, like, thought in this mindset for a while, is the idea that, like, I wish I had a more interesting life. I wish I had went on more adventures. I wish I was, like, these characters and I had these opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Like, you can literally go outside and, like, actually go somewhere, not just sit in your house and pout about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't actually got to the point where I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go visit, like, an asylum. Like, I don't do that. But, like, the idea, like, I stopped sulking
the
about,
idea,
like,
yeah.
not having that. Because
yeah.
I can. I totally can if I want to. And sometimes I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So just instead of daydreaming about it, realizing that, like,
mm-hmm.
if you actually want that, like, you can get it.
For sure.
So anyway, I don't have an answer.
No. Going back to that, though, and sometimes, if people do have that life, it's always, like, not cracked up as it, like, it,
oh, yeah.
It's not all that's cracked up to be
yeah,
sometimes, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like...
Wait, are you taking us to the park? Like, the state park?
I don't know. I just typed in Grand Haven, and that's where we're going.
I feel like that.
So,
because, like, you can go to, like...
Yeah, we're going...
Whoa!
Oh, it's taking us right there. So then we have to go over here to go to the water.
Caitlin, do you know the way? Once we reach a certain point, at least.
I would have went to the park, but I don't know where it is.
Yeah. Well, we're going to the city of Grand Haven, and then we have to just go a little more west, and then we're at the
yeah.
beach.
Honestly, we'll just drive until we hit water.
Here, let me see your phone.
Okay, one sec. Can you hand her my phone?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, shoot.
Yeah, also, I missed the exit, so we're going a different way.
You did?
Yeah, that when I missed the exit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That'll take you to the park where the pier is.
Yay, thank you.
Okay, last question. One more, right?
10 minutes, yep.
Okay, wait, so there's two. Well, actually, I'm going to do this one because I think it's interesting. Are ghosts real? Oh, did you yawn?
No, I just sighed,
like,
but I didn't mean for it to be annoying. I just thought about how sick I sound, and I was just like, because my nose is so stuffy. But anyways.
Yeah, mine kind of is too.
What was the question?
Okay, no, so you're good. No, I just thought this one was interesting. Are ghosts real?
Yes. Wait, no, wait. I don't know.
We'll decide.
No. I don't know.
You're like, oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, wait, no.
Wait, I have no idea. I really am having, like, a weird, I have no idea what exists out there kind of phase.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in the afterlife. I don't know, like, where we come from. And I just figure, let's just not think about it, you know?
That's also, like,
everything's coincidence.
I really think it depends on, like, what someone's, like, beliefs are.
Yeah,
definitely.
Because it's like, what do you believe after you die, though? Like, do you believe in an afterlife? Do you believe in, like, like being reborn in a new body? Or, like, just, like, you go to heaven? Like, there's all these different things that people believe, so I think...
Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter either unless your beliefs, like, motivate your behavior that much.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and, like, what you were saying, like, I don't really know anything about it. And you're saying that as kind of a negative thing. But no one knows. So if you acknowledge that you honestly just have no idea, I feel like that's a really healthy way to look at it.
Oh, yeah, no, that's exactly how I look at it. I don't know, and so I'm just going to live my life and be happy and do whatever I want.
I'm always
so,
like,
that's why.
I don't know. Like, I am curious about it, obviously. I feel like a lot, like, it's just, like, something that's curious, like, what happens to people when they die, you know? Like, there's so many different, like, philosophical possibilities, I guess.
And what are, like, the five, like, philosophical, like, what are they called? Like, by Thomas Aquinas. Do you remember? We talked about them in that one class in high school. And one of them is, like, the thing that started all the other things. And the other one is, like... It's okay, like, believe in a God because nothing, it doesn't hurt if you don't. I mean, if you do. Like, if there isn't a God and you thought there was, like, and then nothing happens, like, so you might as well believe in a God so that if there is a judgment there, that, like, you're on the good side for that.
I don't remember that, but I see where you're going with that.
I mean, and I'm not like, oh, they're all true and stuff.
No, yeah.
But at the same time, if I believe in, like, one thing about a religion, then all the other stuff has to be real too in my mind. And that's when it gets really interesting with Christianity, because that has everything to do with demons and angels and all that. And like, different dimensions of that. And I was like, and that's why, oh my gosh, and I don't know, this probably has nothing to do with it, but when I think about it, like, actually, it's just really interesting, because something like the Conjuring is like, that's my idea of, like, that side of the religion. Because, like, there has to be both.
Cute. Those houses are so cute.
They are.
This is a cute area. But, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
So with ghosts, like, I mean, I guess it would make sense. I mean, I'm not in a place where I could be like, it for sure doesn't exist. Because no one knows.
Right, exactly. I have no fucking clue.
So, like, when people tell genuine stories and they really believe it, I'm like, yeah, maybe that did happen.
Yeah, for real.
I'm not one to tell you no.
Yeah. Because you experienced it and I didn't.
And I do believe in souls, so...
Yeah.
Or at least I'm pretty sure I do.
Go?
Yeah.
This one girl in my sorority, one of her, like, best friends recently died in a car accident.
That's so sad.
It was super fucking sad, dude. Like, oh my god, she's actually, like, very broken. And it made me so sad to see.
That's
hard. But she's okay now, but she just, like, she really believed that they were, like, forever soulmates. And she's just, she keeps telling me about, like, oh, this happened because of this reason, and, like, I do feel him in this room, and, like, stuff like that, and I'm like, I wish I had that connection, like, like, I didn't lose someone, like, I lost my grandparents, but it wasn't, like, that near and dear to me, like, as, like, we were soulmates, like, kind of thing, that, like, I would actually feel someone in a room with me, that's just, like, I don't know if that's, like, what you would like to believe, or, like, if that's actually real.
But regardless, like, it's super powerful.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it has nothing to, like, it's whether it's love. Actually happening or not, it's super psychologically powerful. Yeah.
This is really
and that's
cool.
Why when people are, like, believing in miracles or feeling touched by the Holy Spirit, like, regardless of whether or not that physically happened, it happened to you.
Do you believe that Jesus happened?
I don't know.
Okay. Because I was just wondering, I was wondering, like, about, like, people back then who wrote the Bible, what were they thinking?
Right, but what are the odds that they were like, you know what we should do? Just make this up.
Just make
and
this
like,
up.
And, like, there are multiple accounts of stuff happening.
Yeah, what if they, like, were like that, though, and they really believed, like, something was a...
Isn't Jesus, like, the time of Jesus, the whole, like, Catholic religion, though? Like, because Jewish people believe in God, they just don't believe that the time of Jesus...
Yeah, all of Christianity is based on Christ.
Yeah, so, like, there is... Like, obviously, the Jewish people don't believe that that was a thing.
Yeah.
Right, but, yeah, but so they're not reading that part of the Bible, but, like, what we read in school, like...
I don't know, it's interesting.
Why, where did those people come up with that?
One of the things I have, like, the hardest time with is, like, that he's the son of God. Like, that doesn't make, like, it's really hard for me to understand that.
It's hard for me to understand.
Like, it would make so much sense. Like, I totally believe that he would be a prophet. And, like, that's really dope. And, like, mm-hmm. a way of, like, God coming down to earth or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he is God, I'm like, what is going on there? And then also the part of, like, Catholicism that's, like, this is his actual, like, blood and body. Mm-hmm. Now that we did the blessing.
I forgot, like, why would you tell that to children?
Well, I'm just confused. Like, where did that come from?
Where did that come from? Like, I literally believed I was drinking blood.
Yeah.
Well, why would you put it in those
like,
terms?
Like, it says that in the Bible, but I'm pretty sure it's just, like, basically, this is my bread and body. Like, I'm giving this to you, and that's basically symbolic of my sacrifice.
Yeah.
Not, this is, you're drinking my, like, here, but let me just spill my blood in here and, like, drink it. But, I mean, again, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, it's just really interesting.
It really, really is. Like, the whole Catholicism subject is very interesting.
Yeah. Any religion.
It's
so interesting.
I want to learn about different religions. Like,
my dad
has
this really, really cool book about every religion from, like, the beginning of time and, like, how they developed and stuff.
Cool. What is that called?
I don't remember, but it's orange.
I want a book
like that. It's probably, like, somewhere in my house. So if I see it and I remember, I'll send you a picture of it. But instead of buying it, like, I can literally just give it to you because I doubt my dad will read it in, like, the longest time. You know?
I'm really,
like, he bought it, and I'm like, what are the odds he's going to actually, like, because he doesn't really read.
I wish I had, I don't know if that,
like,
okay.
Also,
it just says we're not really here yet, though.
This is it. I don't know.
It's closed, though.
Oh, might as well turn back.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
Oh, it's so gloomy. I kind of like it, though.
I like it, too. I actually like this a lot.
Yeah. I'm trying to say thank you. Okay, anyway, I think that concludes our discussion. Plus, we're almost to our destination.
Right.
Any last words? That sounds like I'm going to kill you guys.
any last words?
I didn't really think of that.
It's so funny. These houses are so cute.
I know.
Yep,
that's
and on that note.
I want to live here.
They are. Oh my gosh, I love that it's on a hill. Imagine falling down all of
those
stairs.
Maybe you should turn around because the lighthouse and everything was back the other way. And that entrance that was blacked off was where I was taking it. So
go back, like, past that. Okay, wait, anyway, so this is over. Thanks for listening.
Or you could go up here, I guess.
Hold on.
Yeah, everyone's distracted.
Green Haven City Beach, let's park here. Oh, shit.
Park through a snowbank.
Okay, we'll find a place to turn around.
Okay. Sure. Okay,
bye
for real this time. Peace.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.